So what I want to do, first of all, I spent, frankly, if Merbe used to learn with myself and Yamos Trusky's Achenevacha, we learned the Shroshim. And the last few years, I mean, I've said Shul and Yeshiva and Shroshim once and then again. And the last few years, I've been working on it and working on the Shabbat. I just really would like to, start with the following assumption, which I'll discuss with you, which I think is a very, very interesting observation. In Ramban, it's very rare to find a skill. In Rambam, even Chumash, back to Kedushim, back to this. The Rambam, the Chayyim Tzilkin was like that, constantly Kedushim, constantly changing, constantly. The Rambam also. Because, for example, Pirush Mishnayos was the Rambam's Chiddush, because there was no such thing as Pirush Mishnayos. So those stories which he worked through again, there was sometimes someone told me 6 maduras. Okay? And the Rambam, between Sefer Mitzvahs, Pirush Mishnayos, Mishneh Torah, is not also necessarily the same. And in fact, there's a tshuva, which I saw quoted someplace. I don't know if I remember seeing it inside. But when Ram was asked about certain things which he wrote in Sefer Mitzvahs or Pirush Mishnayos, and why he said like this, and why he changed his mind, he said that the Sefer Chafetz and the Rav Nissen Goyim were mad to him. They made the Rambam, that was not, the truth is, and this is not the discussion now, the great halacha, feeling the greatness of the Goyim, you saw in the Ramban, in his defense of the Goyim, and especially his Agdoma to the Sefer Mitzvahs, and his Agdoma to the Asogis. The Rambam, frankly, I don't think he was very impressed by them. But that's not our issue, okay? So what I want to do now is look at the Rambam's approach to the mitzvah, or whatever the mitzvah is, in Sefer Mitzvahs. What's the approach in Mishneh Torah? And how does the Rambam formulate things? And what does it all mean? Okay? And that is what I want to step out to. Okay? Now, I can't tell you that I've done a very serious study about this. But I think, to some extent, the Seder in how the Rambam counts the mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs is meaningful, okay? And whether it's a global thing or not, I can't tell you. But I'll show you something over here, and you yourself will see it, okay? I'm going to start, I could have started before, okay? I just started at Samach Zayin. I'm not sure if I could have started before. Samach Zayin. I'm talking about the mitzvah, say. I'm just going to read through them one at a time, okay? And you'll see. Samach Zayin, mitzvah, say. Maisa HaMincha. Okay? Shenema, whatever it is. Samach Ches. Lahakiv Bezdin Korban. In Tol Bolo. Samach Tes. Lahakiv Ayoche Korban Chatas. Ayin. Lahakiv Ayochid Korban Nistapiklo. Washing Tol. Ayin Aleph. Lahakiv Asherig B'Me'ila. O Hachute B'Gzela. This is our Asher. Right? Okay? The various Asher. Okay? Now, before we even continue, if I ask you what he's listening over here, he's Pashas listening various mitzvahs, let's say, which are Korbanos, correct? Okay? Let's continue. Ayin Aleph. Lahakiv Asherig B'Me'ila. O Hachute B'Gzela. O Yimashib Chalufa. And the Goshen Vada. Ein Beis Lahakiv Korban Ulo Vyurin. That's also okay. Ein Beis, right? Ein Gimu Lihis Vadis Lifne Hashem Mikol Chet Shiasa Odom b'shas ha-kovun u'shalei b'shas ha-kovun. Shnev v'zvad v'schatesu. Okay? Ayin dalud. Lahakiv ha-zav kovun achashi toyer. Ayin hei. Lahakiv ha-zovo. Ayin vov. Lahakiv ha-yoledes. Kovun achashi toyer. Ayin zayin. Lahakiv mitzvah kovun. So, you know, whether it's a global issue or not, the Rambam clearly sets up a puts this mitzvah, which he calls vidui, in the seder from Kovamis. Okay, that's pretty clear. And the emesis, the pasuk which he quotes, what pasuk does he quote in Ayin Gimel? He quotes the pasuk v'zvadu eschatoso asher osu. Okay. Where is that parasha? That's the parasha over here, in Perik Hey, Posik Perik Hey, the at least the convention of the Goyim that they have. Perik Hey, Posik Hey Ches, by Dabir Hashem El Moshe Leimo, Dabir Bnei Israel, Ish O Isho, Ki Yasim Kol Chatas Hodom. Limo Mao Bashir, the Oshma Nefeshahu, the Hisvadu Eschatosa Bashirosu, the Heshiv Eshoma Gorosha, Bachemish Yosa. What are we talking about? That the Ram Rashi Chumish, the Ram over here, just show the Ram in Hukushkovis, Perikes, Aloch of Zion, Al Gezel Ketzah, this is Asham Zelis, Al Gezel Ketzah, call me Shiesh Biodoi, Mishova Puta, Umaylo, Mimomen Yisrael, Bachule. The kofar boy, the nishpa, shvur sheker, and exhaler, bein bezonim, bein mishgoga, harizemeli oshom al chato, vizel liko ashom zelis. And the foolish material, she ain't miskapi loy the oshom zel, at she oshom amom, and she don't do the Bible. And what does it say in the middle of this parasha of ashom zelis? Vizvadu es chatosom ashe osu. And this is the mitzvah zvidu. So the mitzvah vidui, the Torah itself formulates it where as part of Hakovas Korban. So it's exactly what you would have expected if you were ready to derive the mitzvah vidui from here, from Hashem Gzelos, you would have assumed that it's part of the Seder Korbanos, correct? And that's what the Rambam puts it. Exactly what you would expect it, no chidushim. And it is true that the Torah mentions the Loshin Vidui in Korban Olah V'Yirei. In the end of Chumash Vayikra, it says Chumash Vayikra, the Nefesh ki sechta v'shoma ko olo, v'ei ro'o o yodo, im lo yagid v'lo savoyna, I'm skipping, v'o hoyer ki yesh am liachas me'ele, v'hisvado asher chot olo. Okay. So why isn't this the mitzvah? Why is that the mitzvah? It's the Chavayikra. The other one's in Bamidbo. So the answer is, the Rambam wrote 14 Shurashim in his polemics with Alachas Gedolos and gave us the general klolim of what's a mitzvah and not a mitzvah. And in Shir Shmini, what he does is, he has a whole discussion, which is amazing, on linguistics. And he says that a mitzvah is a tzibu, is a command. Okay? And he has a discussion that the word lo in Hebrew sometimes can be shlila. I say, I did not eat this morning. But that's not a lav, okay? Or say, don't! That's a lav. Sometimes when the Torah can tell you a sipu dvorim that he did, he goes vidui, and sometimes it's sibu. And the Ram seemed to assume that over here in Ashem, in a common Olivier, Bahoy Kiyesh of the Achaz Be'elo, this Vada Shechoto Lero, and he did this as the Sipu Dvorin, then he should behave as Kobas. It's not a Tzivui. It's a Sipu Dvorin. So that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Tzivui. Okay, to say that. Not Chidushim. And exactly the way you'd expect it, in other words, anyone learning the Torah, if the mitzvah is the Chavidui, the parash you should take is Ashim Zelis. That's where the mitzvah is the Vidui, is the Tzivui. And the chol is part of Korbanos Hashem Yisrael. And that's why the emes is, if you look at the Loshon of Ram and Ayin Gimel, when he says it, Lizvadas the Nashem Mikol Chet Shiyasa Odom B'Shasa Kol Mishle B'Shasa Kol Odom, you know what he's doing? He basically is telling you that the poshit is that B'Shasa Kol Odom, you have to say Chiddush that even Shle B'Shasa Kol Odom is Midur. That's why he has that saying. Okay? And this is part of the Mitzvah of Kabbalah, and the Ram Seder is very, very clear. Okay? Therefore, the Rambam in Mitzvah Ein Gimel, Mitzvah Seder, in the Sefer Mitzvah proper, basically the Rambam calls what sometimes the Rambam calls Mechilta, what we call Sifri Zuta. He's quoting their Sifri Zuta, and you need a separate pasuk, a separate ribui to tell you this vidui even without calling. And that's what he quotes in Mitzvah Ein Gimel, a separate ribui. You look at it, you'll see. Loshim mechilta v'peirish zeh pasuk lefish nem v'zvade shechoto. And he continues, and he says, minayin. Mena Kamalbe, Osham, then he continues further. Shalelu Chayim, Vaktanim, Shalelu Machshove, Shein Abidu Levadi, Mitzah Bifnei Atzmo, Abu Meadvom, Igrolim, Acha Kovun, Kutzuchu, Sheyivavu, Ze Bemechilta, Beze Alosha, Yochol, Bezman Shehein Medin, Bezvadim, Uminayin Af, Bezman Shehein Medin, Tamalim, Adabar Yisrael, Bezvadim. The halibu. But the mitzvah basically is a korban. And that's what Vidi is all about. That's what he said. It's a chiddush kilo. You need a separate limu, the mechilta. Okay. Derech agav, just a general call. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs is not out to tell you drushes. It's not out to tell you drushes. And not out to tell you dinim. Okay? The place for dinim is Mishnah Torah. Sefer Mitzvahs, he wants to bang an argument, okay, that it's clear what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is vidui, and the mitzvah is not only b'shas kol, b'shol b'shas kol. He's interested in these drashas only to help you define what the mitzvah is. Okay, we say it. Exactly what we have. Now, I'll ask you a question. Now I'm going to put you in a different seat. Now, before you were sitting in the Ram seat, writing Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? Now, I'll ask you to sit down and write Mishnah Torah, okay? The Rambam has formulated Mishnah Torah out of 14 books, 14 svarim, okay? So where would you put Vidui, Lachira, either in Sefer Avodah or Sefer Kabbalah, whichever one you want, because Avodah also has Korban Tzibur, maybe it's Vidur has Korban Tzibur, maybe it should be in Korban Yochid, but you should have put the mitzvahs of Vidur together with Kabbalah, the same way he did in Sefer HaMitzvahs, L'chir. That's what should have happened, okay? The Rambam put the mitzvahs of Vidur in Hilchos Tshuva, and he puts Hilchos Tshuva in Sefer Hamada, which offhand is, we have no clue of what's going on. And when I, and especially when I'll show you, I'm not going to tell you how I would define Sefer Hamada, I'll give you a clue, okay? The Ram himself in Hagdomah, Commissioner Taylor defined each one of his 14 svarim and defined how he wrote Mishnah Torah, and he tells you what Avodah is and what Kabbalah are and what Mada is, and we'll see him at Shem soon how the Rambam defined Mada. And the question that one has to ask themselves, what the heck? Why say for Mada? Okay? But before I start and I say anything, the most important thing you should ask yourself or say to yourself, that a priori, the Rambam putting the mitzvahs vidui, or whatever the mitzvah is, in Sefer Hamada, and not putting it in Korbonos or Avodah, is making a statement slightly different than the statement that he seems to be making in Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay? That is point number one, and I think it's a very important observation. I did not see the observation in Svarim or not so. Maybe that's, I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's the Mitzvahs, okay? That's it. This is an observation, okay? Observation. Now, next observation. So what's the mitzvah again in Sefer Mitzvahs? Vidui, right? Okay, now let's open up Hilchos Tshuva. Okay, now the Rambam used the Protei Mitzvahs in front of each set of halachas to make sure that he encompassed the dinim of all Taryag Mitzvahs in Mishneh Torah. Okay? So he defines the mitzvah at the beginning of each set of halachas. There's a lot more to that, but let's leave it at that. So what is the mitzvah? He says like this. What is the mitzvah? Mitzvah sasei achas, hilchus tshuva. Hilchus tshuva, mitzvah sasei achas. Vuhu sheyoshuv hachete mechetoi lefnei Hashem v'yizvadu. Okay. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah seems to be not just vidui, as the way he's formulating it in Sefer Mitzvahs, but it seems to be a conglomerate of tshuva plus vidui. Okay.
Do we know for sure that the Rambam wrote these?
Okay. I don't know for sure that the Rambam wrote Mishneh Torah either. I wasn't there. Okay, but the same Ksav Yad that has the thing, it's in the Rambam, there's a view, and this is the, that's the story, you know, what you can say, you know, you can say that maybe Ram never lived, you know, Rabbi was, but that's the scoop, okay? Now, so that's pretty clear, okay? Now, even though in Halacha Aleph, even Halacha Aleph, in the Chuvah Halacha Aleph, he says, "Kol mitzvah shevatera, bein asay, bein lois asay, im ova odom al achas mehen, bein bezodom bein bishpogo, kishiyase tshuva v'yoshuv mechetay chay lisvades lifnei hokel bochu." Okay. Now, I just want to tell you something. Okay. Look at this lashon. Look at his language. Does he say anything about Korban when he talks about the mitzvah? Absolutely nothing. And that is so counterintuitive, looking at Sefer Mitzvahs like Ike Chosem and a Sefer. Okay?
I mean, you're ready to accept the Rambam or the Mishneh Torah, whatever. But, you know, it's very different, maybe, you know. And the truth is, I worked for the translation. You wrote the Sefer Mitzvah in Arabic, but you know. But I'll get back to you. The translation is, the Rambam says that the mitzvah is be'eis sheyoshu. He has to be mizvah. Okay, it's a better translation because the translation that's in Ayin Gimel is not proper. Okay, that's not. We'll see. We'll get to that soon. Okay, we'll see. Now, what do we have over here? In Minyan HaKotze, it's very clear, the mitzvah is vidui. Okay? Now, Ayin Gimel, what do you say in Sefer Mitzvahs? Hu hatzivui shenetztavu lizvalas halachatoyim asher chotonu lifon of Yisale bedibu. Okay? That's the way Kapach translates it. And I usually speak to the Arabic scholars and most of his things appear, you know, some of it, okay, go say that, you can dig them. And then he says, "Be'ez shenoshu mehem." Tshuva is not the mitzvah. Tshuva is the time that you are chayiv in vidu, but the mitzvah is vidu. V'zeh ku havidu. the kavanos of shiyoyimo on Hashem chotosi obisi poshaiti v'sisi kach v'kach v'yachas et adibo v'yavakish kapo b'inyin ze b'tzachas l'shem v'kfi tzachas l'shem. So you get the impression, you see, I'll tell you something, my Rebbe resisted it, okay? When you look at the Ram before in Hilchos Tshuva, you could have said that he's still working with the same thing, the same approach that he had in Sefer Mitzvos, but the juxtaposition of writing the sentence before in the Pirkei Mitzvos and in the next line, Halach Aleph, to say that it changed a little bit strange, because it says, Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Teira, Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, Bein Aseh, Ubein Lois Aseh, Im Ovar Odom Al Achas Behen, Bein Bezodah Bein Mishkogo, Kishiyase Tshuva, V'yoshuv Mechet Rechai Lizvadis Lefnei Akel Bocho. So what, is it like Sefer Mitzvahs? That it's a very strange thing because he writes something he's chizah to redeibo, which means that he should do tshuva, and that's the question over here. I'm not 100% sure about this, okay? But it's certainly clear that Mishneh Torah, he has put this in a separate category and has not mentioned Korban at all, okay? Now I want to continue.
What does Lefnei Akel mean?
I want to know. Obviously, I do not want to talk about that now, and you know, it's it, maybe I'll talk about it next week. It's a very interesting thing, but not for the moment. Maybe I'll talk a little bit at the end. Okay, we'll see. Depends upon how much if I get whatever. I'm not sure how long I get. Okay, next. Okay. Now, I want to ask you a very interesting question. Okay. Here is something amazing. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, let's ask you what you think over here. Kol mitzvah shebat Torah, bein aseh, bein lo yisaseh, im ovo odom, al achas mehen, bein mizod mehen mishkog, shiaseh tshuva, v'yoshem mechetel, chayel esvalis, lefnei hakel bochu, shenem ha'isho isho, ki yaseh. Okay, that's the mitzvah, correct. So you can have your polemics about it, whether he's being chayzer techeri divo from the Prater Mitzvahs, or he means also tshuva pasvi. Okay. Then he says like this. Now just tell me what you feel. I just language, nothing else, just language. Then he says v'chein. And the question is, what's the v'chein? V'chein bali chatos va'ashovois shemevin komoresei alashir gosan o alzdoinon ein miskapel lehem. Before, just keep in mind, before he was talking about what the mitzvah is, okay? Now, he changes the whole issue of what he's talking about. Now he's not talking about what the mitzvah is and what is not the mitzvah. He talks about kapor. Okay? And look, and continuing, only talks about kapor. Ein miskapel lehem bekorbonim ad sheyaseh tshuva. V'yizvad levid l'gvom, shenev v'yizvad asher chota oleo. V'chein kol chayv ed misis bezden. U'mechuvei malkis. Ein miskapel lehem b'misosan. Obo l'kiosan ad sheyaseh tshuva v'yizvad. So what's he talking about? Is he talking about the mitzvah? Or is he talking about how someone gets kapola? I'm holding off. This week, we're not going to talk about what the difference between tshuva and kapala is. I just want to just get a frame of reference to just how the Ram is quoting, where he's quoting it, okay? V'chein achilu b'chaveira, v'hamazik, v'moyim, afa pi sheshilin loy, mi mashu chayevo, eno miskapir, ad shi yizvadir, v'yoshu milaseis kizeh lo'ilom, shnev mikol chatas odom. So what happened? At the beginning, he explains the mitzvah, and then he says, L'chein, and only talks about kapala.
So what's the scoop here? So the question, very interesting, there's no mention afterwards about the mitzvah in the whole Hilchos Tshuva. He starts the beginning, Halacha Aleph, and then he says, b'chein, 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 and he starts talking about Kapala. And the whole discussion, a lot of discussion, Hilchos Tshuva is talking about Kapala. Okay? It could be true, they need Vidur for Kapala, but the mitzvah is Kapala? The mitzvah is not Kapala. The mitzvah is Tshuva and Vidur. Then, let's get to Halacha Beis. What do you say, Halacha Beis? Siyah Mishtaleh, Lefi Shehu Kapola Al Kol Yisrael, Koin Godu Mizvado Leo, Al Loshin Kol Yisrael, Shnem Mizvado Leo, Al Eskol Adonis Bnei Yisrael. Okay? So, what's he doing? He's talking, is he talking about the mitzvah? Or he's telling you the Loshin for Kapola? Do you get the impression he's talking about the mitzvah of Tshuva, Vidui over here? Okay? So I want to tell you something. I'll tell you something very interesting. In Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, at the end of his discussion, he writes the following. Loshen Sifro Gam Kein V'Hizvade Ze Vidui Dvor. What Sifro is he talking about? V'Hizvade Ze Vidui Dvor? That is the Sifro in Achrei Mois, and it's talking about Bibi Kren Godo and Siyah Mishalech. Okay? So what does it mean? In Sefer Mitzvahs, he clearly has put the Vidui of Siyah Mishalech as part of the Mitzvah's Vidui. And a Mishneh Torah, you know, one certainly could take a stand that he's just mentioning that about the Vidui of Kapola, but he doesn't talk about the mitzvah at all. Okay? Now, I want to tell you something. Okay. My Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha, wrote a letter to his uncle, the Magid Meshoram of Vilna, Rav Menachem Karkovsky, who was in the Beis Din Rav Chaim Leizer, the Fetter of Menachem, who was there. And he writes to him the following. It's an Igus Agrid in Luchos Tshuva. He says, one understands clearly and could not, you know, deny this, that I can't, forgetting about the Ksais and the Ketisirian, you can't make a Shliach to do Tshuva for you. Okay, you know, you want to argue about this, I don't know, he said, you can't make a Shliach to do Tshuva, correct? But you can make a shliach for Vidui Dvorim. What is the Kohen Gadol doing on Yom Kippur? He's the shliach of Kol Yisrael for Vidui Dvorim. Moshe Rabbeinu coming up on the Kapano, he's a shliach for Vidui. Okay. There's no Tshuva. Moshe can't be a shliach for Tshuva. That's ridiculous. So I ask you the following. If the mitzvah's vidui is vidui, so then you can imagine that the vidui of Kohen Gadol is b'chal, the mitzvah's vidui, okay? But if the mitzvah is a conglomerate of tshuva plus vidui, can you imagine that the vidui Kohen Gadol should have anything to do with the mitzvah? You can say that the Vidui Kohen Gadol is a machaber. You can say that a person when he's makir a machaber, but it's not the mitzvah. So maybe that's what's going on in the Rambam, that the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs quotes the Vidui Kohen Gadol b'chlal mitzvah ayin gimel, look at the mitzvah's Vidui, and he goes out of his way in Halacha Aleph, he says the mitzvah. And then all the v'cheins, all the discussion of Korban, all the discussion of Vidui, Kohen Gadol, is only Kapala. And maybe that's what's going on. Now, I just want
to... Again, get clarity.
What?
You should repeat again.
Okay,
this is part. I got the part from the Rav, it's clear.
All I just want to say is a very simple thing.
Like a patish.
It's a very simple thing. A person can make a shliach for vidui, okay? Someone who is vada for the tzibur, okay? You cannot make a shliach for tshuva, okay? If you define that the mitzvah is tshuva plus vidui, okay, then you can't imagine that Kohen Gadol has anything to do with the mitzvah. However, if you tell me that tshuva is a tnai for vidui, or the mitzvah is pure unadulterated vidui, then you can imagine there's a mitzvah of vidui, of Kohen Gadol's part of the mitzvah. And therefore, I suggest that the Rambam and Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, who has defined the mitzvah as vidui, quotes vidui Kohen Gadol at the end of Ayin Gimel. And in Mishneh Torah, certainly in the Prote mitzvahs, that the mitzvah is tshuva plus vidui. So you can't imagine that that vidui b'chlal is a mitzvah. All vidui is a mechaper. And that's a v'chein. Every time the Ram talks about vidui, he says the mechaper, and that's all he's saying.
The only place that the Rambam really seems to say that tshuva is in conjunction is just
in the
Breish,
and
even
in the Reish Hilchos Tshuva.
And the Reish Hilchos Tshuva is the only place that it's really clear.
That's the point. All I can just tell you, I tell you
that's
the point.
The only place.
The point in the Hilchos Tshuva.
Timing when the mitzvah's chal. Didn't the Rishi mention such a concept?
Yeah, but Kishayosha, but in
Kishayosha, that's the time when the mitzvah's chal.
I understand, but when you talk in the Prateh mitzvah, the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, it's very clear that the mitzvah is
tshuva plus.
So you have to ask yourself the question only, okay? And that's why Rebbe was mitzvah, it's more so the tshuva is part of the mitzvah. You have to ask yourself, is the Rambam changing his mind? You can imagine the Rambam between Sefer HaMitzvah and Mishneh Torah changing his mind. That's the question you have to ask yourself, okay? Okay. Now,
I'm saying, but even in the Mishneh Torah, it's mashma that the mitzvah is just vidoy and not tshuva. It's just reish.
Oh, I just said, that's a line before. Open up the tshuva. That's a line. He wrote one line and the next line. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you have to ask yourself, is the Rambam changing or not? Okay? Mm-hmm. And then now I want to tell you something. Okay? Now I just want to tell you about Magda, Sefer Magda. Okay? And I want to introduce this, and in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick it up a little bit. And just, there's an amazing thing, okay? What is Sefer Magda? The Sefer Magda, the Ram says, the Ram is Sefer Rishon, that's Magda. Echlo bo kol mitzvahs shein ikka das Moshe Rabbeinu. Betzoch odem leida oisom bekhilis hakol. Ota di seifa hamada is the seifa of ikka hadas. Kogon yichud shmo borchu vi isa abu dezor. Vekrosi shem seifa ze seifa hamada. What is seifa kobonos? Sefer Korbonos is a different issue. Sefer Avodah is about the Seder Avodah in general and the Korbonos Tzibur, and Korbonos is about Korbonos. And the Rambam puts Hilchos Tshuva in Ikrei Hadas. What does that do? You know, if I would ask you a question, Ikrei Hadas, Yichud Hashem, what does he want? Okay. So I was asked to limit my halachic remarks for half an hour, and Mr. Hashem, I guess we'll pick this up next week. Okay. And he asked to talk a little bit about it. Correct. The saying that's what we made up. Okay.
It's before we got into the sugya, but now
I didn't say it. But you know, I want to know. I'm a man. I keep to the time. I went a few minutes over to ask the question. I thought, you know, it'd give you something. You know, correct? It's an amazing question. Correct?
Could Rashi explain the question again?
Okay. The Rambam in the Hakadoma has clearly defined how he writes Mishnah Torah. 14 books. 14 so. Okay. He's defined, L'cheira, we would put Hilchos Tshuva in the middle of Kabbalahs. Or Kabbalahs, but that's only Korban, that's Korban Yochid. Maybe there's a course of Korban Sibur, so maybe it should be, maybe not Avoida. Avoida is also one of the two. Okay. So, number one, there are 2 points here. First of all, it's not there. So that itself is a statement, okay? But then I ask you, where would you put it? Where would you put it? Okay. You know, maybe in Abba, maybe Smiley with your kid. I don't know, you have to decide where you want to put it, okay? But Rambam decided to put it in the last set of halachas in Sefer Amanda. Sefer Hamada.
So that's clearly making
the Sefer is making a statement. See, there are two things. Sometimes you're correct. Sometimes there was a negation. He's saying what it's not. And if it's nothing to do with Kolbim, and it basically is just tshuva, so then it's a good, it's reasonable to assume it shouldn't be in Sefer Kabbalahs and in Sefer Avodah. But then he's making, so that itself is enough, okay? That's why I stopped today, but I just said, well, I tell you, you know. You know, I want to tell you that, you know, you have to, if you want to open your minds, you have to think. But he puts it in Sefer Hamada, and the Rav Sefer Hamada defines as the Sefer of Ikre Hadas Kegoyin Yichud Shmoy. And in the middle of that Sefer, he has written Hilchos Tshuva. That is the point of Mitzvah Shem. I'll pick that up in Mitzvah Shem next week. And then you wanted me to talk a little bit about Dush, whatever it is, but that's a kind of, you know. The truth is, I'll tell you something. The Beis Medrash that I was brought up, okay, if you ask a good kasha, it's much better than saying Arichas. It doesn't make any sense. Okay? This kasha itself, you know, it's a idea, okay, to say that. Now, the word tshuva, the semantic meaning of the word tshuva is to come back, to return, correct? So, you replace X, you're coming back to where you were. You're coming back, right? So if you're coming back, you were there, okay? Correct? That's what tshuva is, coming back. And in fact, it's not only, you know, the way we use it, okay, but you know, it's a very strange thing. What are we coming back? There was a guy who was a Russia. He was brought up in a house of Achzorim. What is he coming back to? You know, from the moment he was born. Oh, that's the way it was. What's he coming back to? However, the word in Tanakh, for example, is also like that. In the volume, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and Lamed Beis, Batzal Lachomu Umetzuch Kod Vomo Eile, Beachas Hayomim, Veshavta Hashem Elokecha, Veshamata Bekolo. Veshavta Ad Hashem Elokecha, Veshamata Bekolo, Vechol Hashem Elokhi Mitzavcho Hayomim. Ata ubonecha, b'chol v'v'chom nafshecha. Hoshea, shuvi Yisrael, ad Hashem Elokecha, ki choshat v'v'necha. V'gam ata, l'um Hashem, shuvu odai, b'chol v'v'chem, u'b'tzom b'chir misli. Omois, sholachti b'chem deva, derech Mitzrayim, arakti b'cherev, b'choreichem. Hashem Yisusrechem, v'ale b'esh, machaneichem. Will shaft him or die? No, Mashem. So it's very clear. Every place he talking the word tshuva tanach is coming back to God. Okay, coming back to God. When are you coming back? You were never there. Okay, so that's a question which I'm going to ask because you know you can't. Okay, I'm going to try to answer this question. In fact, my Rebbe used to, when he talked about tshuva, he used to quote the pasuk in Shmuel. And Shmuel, what the Goyim called Shmuel Aleph, Perek Zion, pasuk Yud Zion, there's no Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel, there's no such thing. Utshuvosai holomoso, kishom beisai. Shom Shofar is Israel, even Shom Mizbeach Lashem. So he used to say, Shuvah is coming back to your house. Shom Beisa. So no matter how far you are away, how far you've gone away from your house, you can always come home. Now, the question is, well, why is that your home? And what's going on? But the emesis, Chazal also do this and have the approach in the pasuk, because Gemara Yuma on Pei Vav and Aleph, Omer Levi Gedolei Tshuva Shemagas Ad Kisei HaKavod Shenema, it comes to the celestial throne. Shenema Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. And that's Rav Nuchas Tshuva. In Perek Zayin Aloch Abov, Dole Tshuva, Shemekareb Esa'od HaMeshchila, Shneem Vushuv Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha. Umeh Moshavtem, Odai Nu Mashem, Benema, In Toshu Yisrael, Nu Mashem, Elai Toshu, Kloima, In Tarzo, B'Tshuva, Bi Tidbo. The coming back to Tshuva is the Vekis HaKodesh Bohu. It's an amazing thing. But if it's coming back, coming back to what? You were never there. So, Chayra, the answer to this. The Chachmei Mesira, in the way they take on the creation of man, it's very clear that there's a lot more going on. Okay? Because the Gemara Nida tells us that man created Bebetin Imoy, the Malach teaches him Torah, and he's so dovuk b'Torah that he doesn't really want to go out. Okay? And I want to tell you something. And the Gemara says that he forgets his Torah. And the Gemara says, La Pesach. What is the Pesach Chatas Rebetz? What's this? What does it do? Going out of Bebes Chilo? The answer is that a child, before being born, after the Torah is written on his heart, it's called Toku, the mouth lives with him. So Chazal say that if a person is the Chmolei Kol HaToku, and it's kosvah ruich liboy, there's no mokum for chet. If it's la pesach chatas levet, if there's a mokum for the Yetzer Hara, Adach the Gemara says, what's the Yetzer Hara, what's the third tablet? If there's a mokum for the Yetzer Hara, it must be the forgotten thing. The person before chet, before he's born, he's basically living with the Malach and his connection with Torah. It connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is basically the Bria Sa'odom. As the Pasuk says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Yitz Hashem Elokim Es Sa'odom, Ofo Min Ho'adomo, Vayir Ve'apo Nishmas Chayim, Vayir Nefesh Chayim. That man is created Melayonim. And the Mashmos is the Mavur B'Medrash, that this is the Tzelem Elokim. And even, I wouldn't say unless the Chachmei, even man's senses are mimal. And the nefesh and the neshoma are the key from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chilag alakam mimal. You find this in the Shlo. You find this in the Alshich. Okay? And so since man is a chilag alakam mimal, and the who's bet in imoy was called to kulo. So there's an inner yearning within man to come back and to be connected to his creator. Okay. Well, Grelik Zechino Levocha used to talk about this opposite gravitational forces in man. There's the forces, because man is a chimer bahami, and the forces pulling him to the earth, and the other forces of the celestial, the chel al-mikamimau, he wants to be united to his creator. And that's what tshuva is all about, is man reuniting, returning lebeisa. Kol mokem shehu, that's the more, that if you can play on the Gemara brachas u'tshuvosa ma'amosa and brachas that Yirum Abayis ki shom beisai v'omar abiyechan and shekol mokam sha'olach shom beisai imay. That is the bias, a Yehudi. The Jewish home is to be doubled with that Kodesh Baruch. And that is, I can be marich on that more and more, but no, it's been made up. I can't. Yeah, what's the whole lot?